Allow the body to settle. Elongate the spine. And begin by bringing your awareness to the whole sensation of your body, sitting in the chair or lying on the ground, and allow your body to relax. And as much as possible, let go of analysis and expectation. So begin by bringing to mind something that you have done or said that you feel was a kind or a good action. A time you were generous or caring, or contributed to someone's well-being. And if something comes to mind, allow the happiness that may come with remembering. If nothing comes to mind, then gently turn your attention to a quality that you like about yourself. Is there an ability or a strength within yourself that you can recognize? And if still nothing comes to mind, reflect on the primal urge towards happiness within you, and the rightness and the beauty of that. And in any of the above reflections, even if impatience or annoyance or fear should arise, don't be disheartened or anxious. See if you can return to the contemplation without judgment. You see, the heart of skillful meditation is the ability to let go and begin again, over and over and over again. Even if you have done this thousands of times during a session, it doesn't matter. There is no distance to traverse in recollecting our attention. As soon as we realize we're lost in thought, or lost touch with our chosen contemplation, right in that very moment we can begin again. Nothing has been ruined, and there is no such thing as failing. There is nowhere your attention can wander to, and no duration of distraction from which you cannot completely let go in a moment and begin again. So in doing loving kindness practice, We gently repeat phrases that are meaningful in terms of what we wish first for ourselves and then for others. We begin by befriending ourselves, and the aspirations we articulate should be deeply felt and somewhat enduring. So choose three or four phrases that express what you most deeply wish for yourself, and repeat them over and over again. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be at ease. And may I be at peace. You can coordinate the phrases with the breath, or simply have your mind rest in the phrases without a physical anchor. And without trying to force or demand a loving feeling, see if there are circumstances you can imagine yourself in where you can more readily experience friendship with yourself. Is it seeing yourself as a young child? Or seeing yourself surrounded by people that care about you? Or people who are loving people in general? Receiving their kindness and good wishes? Develop a gentle pacing with your phrases. There is no need to rush through them or say them harshly. You are offering yourself a gift with each phrase. And if your attention wanders, or if difficult feelings or memories should arise, try to let go of them in the spirit of kindness and begin again repeating your phrases. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be at ease. And may I be at peace. There are times when feelings of unworthiness come up strongly, and you clearly see the conditions that limit your love for yourself. Breathe gently, accept that these feelings have arisen, and remember the beauty of your wish to be happy, and return to your phrases. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be at ease. And may I be at peace. And now we send loving kindness to people we love. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. And may you be at peace. Now sending loving kindness and good wishes to someone you feel neutral about. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. And may you be at peace. Now sending loving kindness to someone we have difficulty with, someone we don't like. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. And may you be at peace. And now coming back to sending loving kindness to ourselves again. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be at ease, and may I be at peace. Now gently letting go of our loving kindness meditation and bringing our awareness back to the whole sensation of our body sitting in the chair or lying on the ground. Bringing our awareness back to the feel of our feet on the ground. Bringing our awareness to the feel of our legs and our back on the chair. Now bringing our awareness to all the sounds around us. So I'm going to ring the bowl 3 times, and I'd like you to stay with the sound of the bowl for as long as possible, and then you can gently open your eyes. Thank you.